This is PW Torch columnist Sean Radican, and today I am joined by the star of Hard Target 2, Scott Atkins. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just to let people know, we're going to put this up at pwtorch.com and mmatorch.com. It's a pleasure to have you. Just to let people know, also, Hard Target 2 is a direct release to Blu-ray coming out on September 6th. That's a Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD combo pack. And you are the lead star as a retired mixed martial artist that agrees to take one more fight in Thailand, where he's offered a $1 million purse. But the first question I wanted to ask you, in particular interest of mine and our audience, is talk about filming the opening, the mixed martial arts scene with where your character, Wes the Jailer Baylor, is fighting his friend Johnny in a big, you both have a big opportunity to fight in Vegas, and a terrible tragedy happens when Johnny dies as a result of the finish of the fight after you hit a big roundhouse kick. But what was it like for you to film that type of a scene?
It was fun, actually, because normally the films I make, we're doing it without the gloves on.
Right.
So when you got the MMA gloves on, I mean, I know they're only small, but it was we could get a bit closer to each other. So, you know, that was enjoyable, actually. I have to say that the lad that I fought, Troy Honeysett, I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to do what I wanted him to do, to be honest, because I didn't know who he was, and I'm used to working at quite a high standard with the fight sequences.
Right.
And he was a complete unknown to me, and he came in, and he's got a slight martial arts background, a bit of a dance background and everything, and he worked so hard, and I was so happy with what he did, because that was a new thing for him. He'd not done anything like that before. And I gave him quite the beating. I mean, I was connecting in his body, and I was telling him to cover up with his hands, and I was hitting his gloves. And he was all for it, really gung-ho about it, to be honest. So I just want to give a shout-out to Troy, because he did a great job for us. But, yeah, we had the gloves on, so it was a bit of fun.
And it was also, visually, I thought they did, the director, Rule Renee, did a great job of creating, the MMA atmosphere that you would see watching, UFC or, a big time mixed martial arts event with the pre-fight stuff and the just a really good job with the arena. I took a little peek at the extras, and he did a heck of a job working with what he had to. I believe you filmed that scene towards the end of the movie, right?
Yeah, we did, and we shot it in Thailand, and it was full of, well, there's a lot of, Westerners in Thailand anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he did a good job of making it look expensive. The production design was great, and that thing they had above the ring was cool. I mean,
yeah.
We couldn't fill the arena, like, there should have been more people there, but, we've only got so much money, we can't do that. People aren't going to come and sit there for free. But, yeah, Rule's great. He's very prepared as a director, very organized. He's his own DP, and he...
Yeah.
He operates the camera himself as well, so it was good working with him.
Are you a fan of MMA today? Like,
massively.
Yeah.
And what a fight at the weekend. I was actually in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't go to the fight because I've got a 5-year-old daughter who was with me and my wife, and we didn't know what to do with her. Otherwise, I would have done anything to have been there. But I was watching it in the hotel room, and what an amazing fight by those two guys, and the whole card.
Yeah, what are you enjoying the most about the outbreak of MMA's popularity? Especially in 2016, what are you enjoying the most about it?
I just enjoy that it's on more and more, and that it's getting more popular, and that it seems to have overtook boxing.
Right.
I mean, I stopped watching boxing a long time ago. I've got no interest in it, to be honest. It's all about MMA for me. I was watching in England. It was on Spike TV in England.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't watch it live, but it would come on pre-recorded. And I would not miss it. And I remember the first Ultimate Fighter TV show coming out on Spike, and that being the moment when it really took off. But I've been with it from the get-go. I mean, I used to get the videotapes of the original Ultimate Fighting Championship. You would rent them from the video store.
Oh, very the early days.
Yeah. And then when it went all wrestling, I kind of tuned out. I think a lot of people got quite bored with it. And then when the fighters started to understand that if you please the crowd as well, you're going to make more money, that's when it started to get really good.
Yeah, that's definitely something they've encouraged, and it's kind of become ingrained to make it, you know, more interesting, you know?
Absolutely. Sub of the night, knockout of the night, things like that will help.
Definitely. Turning back to the movie, as I said earlier, you end up taking a fight in Thailand with the one, you know, after the fight, you kind of fall out of the, you know, the MMA scene, and you're taking some underground style fights. But you end up meeting, your character ends up meeting Jonah Aldrich, played by Robert Knapper, at a, you know, a one of those underground fights hosted. It looks like a you know, the top of a big building. They had a very cool...
Yeah, overground fight, I think that one was.
Yeah, overground. Yeah. But that was a very cool scene. You know, you had a fight on the lit platform. You know, can you just talk about the visual of that scene and what went into making that look so stunning with the backdrop of the city as you were fighting there?
Yeah, well, that's nothing to do with me. That's the director and the production designer wanted to give you know, something more to what the scene is, and to give you that amazing backdrop and have it on a floor that's lit from beneath, and to have the flames around the sides. I mean, Rules, you know, is good at that. He's good at creating a spectacle and giving you something nice to look at. And, you know, what people want from me and what directors enjoy from me in an action film is the fact that I will go in there and, given a limited time, we all wish we had more time, but create some good, you know, action that you can believe, because we can do it without the crazy editing and or CGI. We do it for real. If I'm with a good stunt performer or another good martial arts type of actor, then, you know, we can deliver some good stuff.
So you end up taking the fight in Thailand, your character, takes the fight in Thailand, and it turns out you've been duped and you're the target of a human hunt. You've been duped by Jonah Aldrich. First of all, what's it like? Thailand has a lot of different, you know, locales where you can shoot. What was it like, you know, shoot, you know, you guys, you know, the movie was shot all in Thailand for the most part, you know, outdoors or, you know, on location. What benefits were there to, you know, as an actor filming there?
For me, I like to shoot in hot countries when it's an action film, because your body's warm all the time. You're going to get less injuries. I love working with the Thai crew because they're so hardworking. There's no complaining. They are extremely hard workers. You know, in America and England, people will be calling the unions with some of the stuff we're able to do over there. So there's the added bonus of that. It was a very tight schedule, so we needed that. And, you know, working with the Thai stunt guys.
Yeah.
They let you kick them for real. They let you kick them in the head. I mean, you can't beat it. There's a guy I was working with, Eric, French guy, living in Thailand as a stuntman. Be better off in France as a stuntman. It'll be a lot easier, I'll tell you that. Yeah. But the stunt coordinator just says, okay, you're going to kick him in the head for real now. I'm like, you okay with this? He's like, well, I've got no choice. Let's do it. I'm like, great, man. Thanks. We bumped fists. And then I kicked him in the head. And it was awesome.
Oh, jeez. that's a great story there. These types of movies are, you know, some, you know, especially this movie, Hard Target 2, brought back, you know, memories I had, you know, when I was like growing up as a teenager watching, you know, Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme and, you know, all these crazy fight scenes.
Don't you miss those days.
I do. I bet. And that's why I was thrilled to see this movie, because, you know, you very much reminded me in the lead role as, you know, those guys that I loved. You know, you just get that. You don't get
that. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep all that stuff alive. Listen, I grew up like you, watching all that stuff, completely enthralled by it. It's not around as much as it was now. We've got the comic book movies. You've got actors putting on costumes and then stuntmen doing all the work for them. fair play, you know, I'm coming out of one of those movies, Doctor Strange, I'm all for it. But it's nice to get these movies like we used to as well, these action movies that are done for real, with real fights and real action. And yeah, I'm trying to keep that flavor alive, to be honest, because that's what I enjoy to see.
Yeah, and I can tell from, you know, just from watching the movie that talk about John Woo's influence on, you know, you, and obviously he had a big influence on Rule Renee, the director, but I thought it was very cool in the movie to see you surrounded by the white doves, and that you weren't, but you weren't involved in the opening shot where, you know, the chase through the streets that was very similar to the original Hard Target. But what was it like doing this style of movie with a, you know, with a heavy influence from John Woo?
No, I think you've got to do that. You've got to pay homage to him as a director. He's by far, in my opinion, the greatest action director that's ever lived. I was a huge fan of his work when I was around 14, 16, whatever. I was into Hong Kong cinema, and I was watching the Hong Kong movies. This was before Hard Target. The Killer is one of my favorite films. Hard Boiled is one of my favorite films. Both those films are in my top 10. So I actually got to meet John Woo. He came over to England to do a double bill of Bullet in the Head and The Killer, and I went to see him in Nottingham, and I met him as a kid, so yeah, huge fan, huge appreciator of John Woo here.
It's clearly, one of my scenes that I really liked, I don't want to give too much of the movie, but early in the movie, there's a scene with you're being chased and you run into a pack of elephants. Can you talk about what it was like, you know, as an actor working in that kind of environment?
I'll tell you what it was like. The elephant is kneeling down in this shallow lake river.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to shoot the scene where I jump back and I hit the elephant, and we start getting ready to say action, and the elephant stands up and he takes about three or four massive shits right where I'm about to land, and then has this really long, deep yellow piss, and then kneels back down, and everyone, nobody bats an eyelid, and I just hear 3, 2, 1, action, and I have to do it, and I jump into the elephant, land in all of this elephant shit and piss. So that's what it was like.
Oh, sounded very unpleasant. Jeez.
And it wasn't just the one take. But there you go.
What?
That's dedication for you.
The things you sacrifice for your art. Last question before we wrap up. You know, every mixed martial arts action movie needs a good villain, and Robert Knapper, who plays Jonah Aldrich, is extremely unlikable as the movie wears on, and you know, he directs The Hunt on You. What was it like working with Robert Knapper, who played Jonah Aldrich?
Oh man, he's brilliant. He's a great guy as well, but yeah, to act with him, and I wish I'd got to do more actually, but the scenes that I did have with him, just such a joy to work with an actor who, you know, doesn't matter what you throw at him, he's going to react to specifically what you give to him. I could do it in different ways, and I know he's always going to run with it and play around with the scene. It was a massive thrill. Perfect for the role as well, because he bears a similar resemblance to Lance Henriksen. He's fantastic. Really good.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. I really recommend to people listening to this, go get this movie at your local retailer, or, you know, online at places like Amazon, Hard Target 2, you know, out of Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD combo pack. Scott, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, tell them to get the Blu-ray, because we've got a commentary on there, but also in the deleted scenes, you got two extra fights. So it's well worth getting it.
Yeah, definitely. I only got to peek a little at the extra features, Scott, and they were fantastic. And I'm a big fan of feature-length commentary, so this is a really complete package. Again, thanks, Scott.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sean.
Take care.